The Lord's Supper is the Christian family meal. It's where we celebrate our unity in Jesus Christ. It is where we confess together as a redeemed and saved people, the Saviour who saved us and redeemed us. Here there is neither Presbyterian or Baptist or Anglican or Methodist. Here there is neither Jew nor Gentile. Here there is neither rich nor poor. Here there is neither black nor white. Here we come as the one people of God, washed clean by the sin-atoning sacrifice of the Son of God, our Saviour. The Lord's Supper is for Christian believers who have been baptized and who are in good standing with local gospel churches that confess Jesus Christ to be the Saviour of the world. We welcome all such without hindrance to come and share with us in the supper and to celebrate the Saviour who has made us one in himself. In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul writes, "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread." The one bread is symbolic of the one church of Jesus Christ. That one church, it comprises a people who have been united to Jesus Christ, the head of the church. And we're united to Christ through faith alone. And in the Lord's Supper, we don't simply look and admire. We eat and drink. Just as food and wine nourish our bodies, so the bread and the wine blessed by the Spirit of God nourishes our souls. We have communion, participation, koinonia in the blood of Christ and in the body of Christ by the secret ministry of the Holy Spirit. And it's better felt than telt. So as we come to the Lord's Supper, may we come in faith, conscious that in ourselves we have nothing to give, but that we come to a Saviour who's given everything for us. Let us pray. Lord, you have left us this simple yet profound emblem of your Son, that we might take in our hands and feed upon in our mouths the tokens that speak so eloquently of his sacrifice for us. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you will bring us into a deeper, fresher communion with our Saviour. We pray, Lord, you will draw near to us, make your face to shine upon us, make the cross of your Son once again glorious to our eyes, to our ears, and to our tastes. Be with us, we pray, Father. You know our hearts and our needs. Meet with us, we pray, and we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.